Happy birthday, Rog. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's 50. Not far off it. Yeah, I do feel old tomorrow.
But you have to talk to us.
That's a pleasure. I don't mind that. That's good.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richard McCormack. On the way, Simon Easterby on the latest from a wounded Ireland camp. And All Blacks 15 are coming to Munster, who are believed to be concerned about the Frisch France Farrago. And another lock is on the way out of Leinster as they await the arrival of Orji Snyman. First today, Simon Easterby believes that Calvin Nash and Kieran Frawley are both in contention for Saturday's Six Nations showdown with Scotland. Both players were taken off with head injuries in last weekend's defeat at Twickenham, but the Ireland defence coach says they're on target to pass their respective HIAs. Easterby says Ireland's defensive qualities let them down last weekend.
I guess a lot of it is, we feel like when we're at our best defensively, we're winning collisions and we're creating opportunities for each other. We have brilliant guys on the floor, poachers, guys who can pick off a counter ruck and try and get the ball back. So I think we probably just felt like we sat and waited a little bit for England to come at us as opposed to going after them. And part of that is the momentum they create. Then it's kind of, you get into like a downward spiral and sometimes it's hard to gain that momentum back. But certainly we were, it was an area that we were disappointed with on Saturday. It's an area that has been really good. It's continually working and fixing and getting better at. But it was one of those areas that we probably felt like we didn't live up to those sort of expectations that the team would have in that area, and it's something that would be important that we get right this week against Scotland.
In the wake of Saturday's defeat, Andy Farrell said Ireland have to now be good at losing, and Easterby addressed the meaning of that this afternoon.
I think it just means that we have to accept when we haven't played to our expectation, to the potential, and losing's part of sport. It happens, and it's not nice, and it can be frustrating. The lucky thing is that we've had a few days to reflect, and the players, I think Andy meant that the players have just got to get themselves back up and disappointment for 24 hours, but then have a great week, enjoy each other's company, make sure we get things right and prepare really well for what's a huge game on Saturday against Scotland.
England have been dealt a blow in their hopes of an unlikely Six Nations Championship win. Emmanuel Faye-Wabosa has been ruled out of their concluding fixture with France. The Exeter winger has self-reported concussion symptoms after their win over Ireland. It was Faye-Wabosa's first start in an England jersey following appearances off the bench in two earlier games. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrades to Dove Men 72-hour advanced deodorant. Tough on sweat, not on skin. Next to the ongoing situation with Antoine Frisch, the Munster centre received a first call-up to the France squad at the weekend ahead of their final Six Nations outing against England. Born in France, the 27-year-old qualifies for Ireland through a Dublin-born grandmother. A France cap would render Frisch a non-Irish qualified player at Munster, placing his future at the province in jeopardy. Jean Klein is already an NIQ there, as is, crucially, fellow centre Alex Nankivell. The 42.ie report today that Munster raised concerns regarding Frisch's potential to be capped by France with the IRFU. They say Munster have been aware for over a year that Frisch was being monitored by France head coach Fabien Galtier. Frisch played on the emerging Ireland tour of South Africa in 2022 under Simon Easterby, and the Ireland defence coach was asked about the situation today.
He's probably, if he gets capped, I don't know whether they're deciding to cap him or whether he's just gone in for training. So, I work with Frischy in the emerging Ireland, and he's a great guy, good player. He's unfortunately in a position of real strength for us, and he might get into, a few other teams given the opportunity. And obviously, I'm not fully aware of the situation around what's happening this week around his selection. But he's a good guy, good player, and I think if he does get capped, then obviously that'll change a few things, but it's not one for me to worry about too much right now.
Staying with Matters Munster, they've confirmed they'll play an All Blacks 15 on Saturday, November 2nd. The game will take place at Thomond Park, 6 days before the All Blacks proper play Ireland in Dublin. Various pre-sales for the tickets start tomorrow, with general sale opening on the 20th. The impending arrival of Orgie Snyman continues to have ripple effects at Leinster. The Sharks have signed Leinster lock Jason Jenkins. The 28-year-old joined Leinster in 2022 after a brief and unremarkable stay at Munster. Jenkins is set to follow Ross Maloney out the RDS gates, with the latter poised to join Bath in the summer. Jenkins has agreed a 3-year deal with the Durban outfit. Continuing the contract theme, Shane Bolton is the latest Connacht player to commit to the province. The South African-born Irish qualified winger will remain in Galway until the summer of 2026. And finally, the Springboks have added another Irishman to their coaching staff. Killarney native Paddy Sullivan will work under Razzie Erasmus as performance analyst. Sullivan worked with the Box as analysis consultant at the World Cup, but has officially joined a coaching ticket that also includes fellow Munster man Gerry Flannery. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feeds to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you, with thanks to Dove Men Plus Care, tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.